T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, there are people, what? It's on. There are people who are on one side of the issue and people are on the other, and you had claimed that, and Mickey is kind of caught between a rock and a hard place here?
Well, that's correct. If he were to obey the green light law and not divulge information about unlawfully present aliens to the federal government, he would be potentially exposing himself to prosecution under the federal anti-harboring, anti-concealing, and anti-shielding law. If, on the other hand, he elects to provide the information to the federal government, if he receives it, about undocumented aliens remaining in New York State to the federal government, he faces the very real prospect of proceeding to be removed from his office as clerk by the governor and the attorney general.
Your opponent up there in court more or less called that stuff a nonsense.
It certainly is not nonsense. If you listened carefully to the state's arguments, they were very intent on trying to avoid a determination on the merits of the green light law, instead focusing on technical arguments like standing or capacity.
More specifically, what do you make of the argument that not enforcing the green light law might not rise to the level of harboring as it's been defined by the federal courts?
Well, the federal case law here in the Second Circuit defines harboring in a very broad way. All that one has to do is provide some sort of material benefit to an unlawfully present alien and engage in some activity or conspire to engage in some activity that constitutes shielding from detection. That's precisely what the green law does. It provides a material benefit in giving licenses to undocumented aliens who can come in and just give an affidavit and say, I don't have a Social Security number, and that's it. And in addition, with this unusual, New York State's the only one that has this unusual 3-day notice provision, where if Mr. Kearns or somebody in his office receives an inquiry from anybody related to any sort of immigration enforcement agency, that inquiry from ICE or Customs will, by the DMV, be sent on to the undocumented alien, who then obviously is alerted. ICE is looking for me. I better shift around, move around, avoid detection.
You also argued toward the end about the preliminary injunction being a status quo. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, as things presently stand, there's a very simple, straightforward process that's followed when people come for a license. Under the current regulations that are still in effect until December 14th, a person who wants a driver's license has to bring and show provide a Social Security number or provide proof of ineligibility for a Social Security number, and that proof consists of a document either from the Social Security Administration of the federal government or the Department of Homeland Security. That provides a great comfort level should provide a great comfort level not only to the clerk's office but to the public at large, that the person coming in is who he says he is, who she says he is. And whereas under the new system, the clerk's office is going to have to accept a foreign passport, a foreign consular identification document, even a foreign expired driver's license as proof of identity and age. And as far as not being eligible for a Social Security number, all the person has to do is sign an affidavit that says, oh, I'm not entitled to one. It's much better to preserve the status quo, we believe, not only for the sake of the parties involved, but also, quite frankly, for the safety of the community, while this issue is fully litigated, and that would mean staying the enforcement and implementation of the green law, and what staying means is simply putting it off until a decision on the final merits is made.
Ken, what happens between now and November when the next court appearance happens within the county attorney's office?
Well, there's not a next court appearance in November. The judge indicated that she was hopeful that she would be rendering a decision by sometime in the middle of November. And so basically, we simply have to wait and see what comes of it.
Do you anticipate that would be on the injunction itself, or whether Mr. Kearns has standing, or any of these other multitude of issues that were brought up?
What do you think it'll entail? What do you expect it to?
It's very difficult to say. Judge Wilford was very well prepared. She came in with a lot of tough questions for both of us, and she is going now, so far as I can tell, to mull what she heard today, look back over all of the papers that have been submitted, and render whatever decision she believes is correct and proper.
Ms. Fang contended that Mr. Kearns can freelance as an ICE agent if he wants, but not while acting as an agent for the DMV. Are you freelancing as an ICE
agent?
Well,
I do have a pin that has from ICE right now on. No, and look, first of all, I want to thank the county attorney's office for the great job they did on behalf of the citizens of Erie County and all of the clerks in the state of New York. This is a decision. The judge was very deliberative, asking many, many different questions. But here's what I'm going to say. We knew when we filed this paperwork that this was not going to be a sprint. This is going to be a marathon. And whatever decision is rendered, we will continue to fight, and we continue to make sure that we are doing the proper thing, because we are in conflict, and that's what I believe. And what concerns me is that all county clerks are going to be facing all of these different issues relatively quickly. December 14th, we've asked in the county budget for additional staffing, for funding for foreign document specialists. We have our staff are concerned. And finally, with the Real ID Act, October 1st, 2020, we are seeing more transactions at our offices because people will need either a passport or a Real ID in order to fly domestically, get on an airplane, in order to get into a border state like Canada, or to get into a federal building. We are feeling the pressures of all these different things. And for me, I will go on the record right now, and I will say I will not, and I said this numerous times, issue driver's licenses to people who are here illegally. And
that came up as well, Mickey, the issue that in your paperwork you did not allege whether or not you would do that, but you're saying here that you will not, no matter what.
I've made that statement in the past. This is not a new statement, but as a reminder, if there's anyone out there who would like to listen, I'm not going to do it.
Mickey, there's been questions about if there's going to be an imminent threat of prosecution. Has anybody threatened you saying that they're going to charge you with something or remove you from office?
Well, I'd like to let Ken answer that question, because I do think that's a legal question.
There would be no reason for anybody to threaten imminent prosecution at this point, because we're still operating under the current system whereby a person either comes in with a Social Security number or provides federal documentation of why they're ineligible for one. So the federal government has a lot of things on its plate, and at this stage of that we're at now, would have no reason to approach Mickey and say, we're going to prosecute you if you comply with the green light law. It just is premature.
It seems you heard up in court about Governor Cuomo and his remark about Trump with illegal immigrants. Can you also, reiterate that and what you told the court today?
Well, I would like to be able to quote it exactly, but
it here. Why give Trump a
list of undocumented immigrants? And you said, I submit, there you have it, in terms of the real purpose of the green light law.
That's under the current DMV regulations, you don't find the word immigration once. they apply to the public generally, to persons generally. The green light law suddenly includes the word immigration 9 times. It specifically singles out for non-disclosure agencies involved in immigration enforcement, and then to boot, it requires the DMV alert anybody if ICE is even inquiring about them. Now, the statement that David, right?
Yes, David.
That David just read, to me, speaks for itself in terms of what kind of the real purpose behind the green light law was, which is to not only enable undocumented aliens to get licenses, but also to shield them from federal immigration detection.
So most of today was spent talking about standing and essentially whether Mickey Kearns was the right person to bring this lawsuit. You obviously believe there's merit to the suit. Do you have any concerns that this standing issue could submarine a lawsuit that does have merit?
Well, standing is a very technical and at times a difficult issue, but my response to that would be simply, if not the county clerks who are most affected by the requirement that they implement the terms of the green light law, then who?
There were apparently a number of immigration advocates in the courtroom. They spoke to us afterwards. They continue using your suit to divide the community, to mobilize anti-immigrant support.
We're not. You know, it's funny. I just came from a trip from Italy. I went to Ireland. I come from immigrants. Here's the thing. Every day in the clerk's office, we work with refugees, the refugee community. We work with people who come here to work in our community. You know, as we know, Western New York is a borderline community to Canada. We have many different people. You don't need to be a New York State resident or a citizen to drive in New York State. However, you have to have the proper documentation. And when I brought this suit, and I continually have said this, we brought this on the constitutionality. This is not about policy. This is not about individuals. It's about the Constitution. Am I in conflict of harboring, concealing, and shielding someone from federal immigration authorities? So, of course, we're not looking to divide the community. I think I've been very clear. But one thing I will say is, you know, when you come into the Auto Bureau and a United States citizen with the Real ID Act, we turn away many different people because they don't have the proper documentation, whether it's a marriage certificate. And when Congress passed the Real ID Act, they did it for a specific reason. We were attacked in 9/11, and they wanted some type of ID that would be nationwide. So I respect all types of people. I was brought up as someone to be respectful. We immigrated from Ireland, and I respect our immigrants. But every day, the county clerk's office, we work with people, especially our refugees. We work with the Catholic Church and different organizations to make sure that people have a license. And remember, Western New York has a huge population, the University of Buffalo. We encourage those people to come in. They get a driver's license. There hasn't been a complaint that's been filed against the clerk's office that I at least know of. So we're always going to be respectful of people. But don't get confused and don't get clouded. This is all about the Constitution. And what the state attorney general is trying to do, and so Ken Kirby and his team so eloquently, they don't want to get to the facts of the case. They want this dismissed on a technicality. If they were so confident in their case, they wouldn't let us go to that next step.
Mickey, one of those technicalities I think they were trying to bring up is whether or not you work the front desk at the
Auto Bureau.
We have many different facilities, and I was shaken to the judge. Of course, I pop up. Yesterday, I was in the Northtowns facility. We meet with the employees on a daily basis. I meet with the managers, but I physically can't provide service to every single person. We had 600 people come to the Cheektowaga facility on Saturday. I couldn't render a person, or I'd be out of a job because, you know, that's why we hire people to do that.
Well, so civil servants, right?
They're civil servants, but that's what they're there for. They're acting on behalf of this office. And every day my office, whether I'm behind the desk, behind working with people, I get consulted. I have to make day-to-day decisions, and that's why I was elected as the clerk.
When does the federal government get involved with this? Has the judge made a ruling on that?
The federal government gave us an indication that they intended to become involved. However, they requested more time to submit papers. Their time to do that expires November 12th. We certainly anticipate that the federal government will at that time submit papers. Beyond that, we really can't speak to the content, but that's the deadline, and we anticipate that the federal government is going to do that.
And that would be right around the time that the judge said she would issue a decision. So what impact might the timing of the federal filing have on the timing of her decision?
Well, clearly Judge Wilford inquired about that at oral argument this morning, but I can't speak for her whether or not she is going to make a decision before or after she receives those papers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.